Good morning. You are listening to The Morning Interview on KCAW Raven Radio in Sitka. I'm Catherine Rose, and joining me in the studio is Sylvia Ryerson. She's a radio journalist, and she is a Sitka fellow, and she's teaching a workshop today and on Friday of this week. Good morning, Sylvia.
Good morning. I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you so much for joining me. So, first question, you're writing a cover letter for a new job, and you have to tell them your background or what got you into journalism and radio journalism in particular. What do you say?
Oh, good question. My path into journalism was through community radio, and that's why I'm so excited to be here. I really believe in the importance of local community reporting as something that, you know, can help define a community. And so I guess that's what I would say in my cover letter.
I don't know why I led with that. It's actually a strange way to ask that question, but it just kind of came out of my mouth.
Yeah. But I can tell you a little more about the station where I started. Which in some ways was very similar to Raven Radio. I worked at a small community radio station in southeast Kentucky in the Appalachian Mountains for 5 years as a reporter. It was in a little town called Whitesburg, population 2000, part of a nonprofit arts organization called Apple Shop. Worked there as a reporter for many years, public affairs director, and that sort of led me to the work I'm doing now.
And what about working in kind of rural Appalachia do you think is, what comparisons can you draw to Sitka? I mean, I understand it's pretty dependent on radio, just like we are here in Southeast Alaska.
Definitely. The station I worked at was had so many community volunteers, like here, people from all walks of life in the community. And that was something I really loved about it, having people that you wouldn't maybe otherwise see in a room together in a big city, but some people that worked in the coal industry, people that were environmental activists, all different kinds of community leaders, young people, old people, people that had bluegrass shows, people that had metal shows, and everything in between. So that kind of diversity that shows up when you have, you know, open airwaves.
And one of your shows you had for 4 years was called Calls from Home. Can you tell us about that?
Right. Yeah. So I hosted a show for 4 years while I was there. That so to understand this show, so where the station is located is in a very remote rural area that is in the heart of coal country, and it's a part of the country that has really been struggling in recent years as the coal industry is sort of starting to decline in that region. And one of the things that's happened is sort of community leaders desperate for economic survival have been, you know, given one option of building prisons locally. And so starting in the 1990s, there's been a huge boom in prison development in that part of the country. So today there are 7 prisons within the local broadcast area, almost all of which are new. And so around 2000, this show started. We started getting a lot of letters from people incarcerated, and family members started calling into the station trying to figure out ways to connect. And so we started a weekly call-in show where family members could call the toll-free number of the station, record a voice message, and then we would broadcast it over the airwaves for their loved ones inside to hear. And I hosted that show for 4 years and got to know a lot of people that called every week and their stories, and sort of I learned how hard it was for people to stay in touch with someone so far away. This was an area that had no public transportation access, no bus station, no train station, airport within 2 hours of these facilities or more. So there's really hard for people to get there if they, you know, didn't own a car, or have the time to drive. The cost of phone calls is very expensive. And so this show, this, you know, local radio show became a, you know, crucial way that people stayed in touch. And we had people calling in from all across the country, from Florida, from Hawaii, from Washington State, to this teeny little local radio station in Southeast Kentucky.
That's pretty incredible. And I understand it led you to what you're doing now. You're freelance in NYC and you're working on a project called Restorative Radio. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah. So after hosting this show for 4 years, I started to think about how sound is this incredible medium that can communicate so much and also can be shared with people in prison without without censorship, really. Everyone inside had access to a radio and could tune in whenever they wanted. And so I started thinking how we could use that format to expand from voice messages. And so the Restorative Radio Project, I work with families that have a loved one in prison to create an audio postcard from home. So they're about 10 to 15 minutes long. And they're supposed to be sort of an immersive soundscape of home, sharing voices, music, stories from home to share, then to broadcast to reach people inside.
And I do have one clip, and I'll go ahead and play that now.
Hi, Devon. This is your grandma. You know what you call me. This is G-Ma, Grandma Essie. Today's date is Sunday, October the 11th. And I'm so blessed that we are on our way to church today, and your mother should be there. And after church, all of us will talk to you. And this is to show you today how much we love you, and we are sending a shout out to you, making a radio piece specifically for you. You know, every Sunday when I go to church, I generally carry you in my Bible. Well, I left you in North Carolina this week, that picture that I usually have with me. But I got you in my heart 24/7. And remember what I told you, regardless of what everybody else do, you keep on keeping a prayer in your heart and spread that to your brothers, because the more prayer y'all do, the heavier y'all can fight whatever demons may be trying to dance on you. Hey, are you ready? All right, we're heading out, and we'll be at church at 10 o'clock. Going down Staunton Avenue. Most of the neighborhood up and down 10th Street is just about gone. And on our usual plea, we're late. we're a few minutes. The clock is a little bit fast, but we're still late. Church supposed to start at 10, so we're going to make it real well.
Good morning. How
are
you doing this morning?
Yeah, I'm Stella Thomas, your grandma's buddy and buds. but I wish you'd be have a blessed day, because I got a brother-in-law been dead 40 years now for something he didn't do. I just hope he come free one day. Man, he ain't there for nothing though, you know that. When you don't have money, that's where it go. They take advantage of you. When you got money, you know, you pay your way, but when you ain't got no money, yeah, we thinking about you this morning. We're gonna sing for you.
Put your hands together this morning. Down by the riverside. 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 To study.
Wow, as I was listening to that, I realized that one of my professors in journalism school played that clip for us. I'm 98 or 99% sure, so we'll have to talk about that later.
You're kidding. That's amazing.
I absolutely have heard that clip before, and I'm pretty sure I know which professor. But before we go, I want to talk about what you're doing, your workshop in town. And you are going to be at the back door from 2:30 to 4:30 today, and then 2:30 to 4:30 on Friday. Doing what exactly?
Yes. So one thing I love is how to communicate a sense of place through sound. And that's something I'm hoping to do here with KCAW this summer. And so I'm doing a little series of sonic IDs, which are basically like creative station IDs that are 1 minute or less, and share a sort of character or story or soundscape of Sitka or nearby, and they will be put in the rotation here at KCAW. So I have one to share as an example that I made yesterday with Lauren Bell at the Science Center that was really fun to put together, and I hope to work with many of you. It's a really fun little project to do.
I go scuba diving in Sitka Sound to research all the animals and plants that are hidden under the sea surface. When I go underwater, it's like a form of meditation for me. It's just silent, and all you hear is your own breath going in and out. The sunshine can come trickling through the kelp, and it's like you're diving in an underwater forest. There's fish all through the water column around you, and they're curious, so they come up to you. It's incredible to be able to sit down there for a full hour, just breathing slow and taking everything in. I'm Lauren Bell, and you're listening to KCA Raven Radio here in Sitka, Alaska.
Wow. So you can visit with Sylvia Ryerson today at the back door and make a clip just like the one you heard of Lauren Bell. And thank you so much for joining me this morning, Sylvia.
Thank you. It's been great to be here.
And just a reminder, your colleague, Mira McCammon, she'll be giving a lecture tomorrow evening at 7 at the Yaw Chapel from 7 to 9 p.m. on FOIA, right?
That's going to be so cool. I can't wait. She's going to be teaching us how to do our own Freedom of Information Act requests.
Yeah. So. All right. Well, thanks again for joining me.
Thank you.